Okay. Oh, we just want to make, so just testing.
Yeah, just make sure.
Can we just, let's see, I'll ask Rob Moore, can you hear us in the room?
Yes.
Great. Okay, appears to be working. Okay, we are going to begin with our Board of Equalization meeting. So welcome to the BOE meeting for the Board of County Commissioners, or really the Board of Equalization. Today we have four items on our agenda. The first two are to approve hearing process report and the assessor approved review process report.
I didn't have any questions on those.
I don't either.
Nor did I. Would entertain a motion on the first two.
I'll move that we approve regular agenda items numbers 1 and 2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items number 1 and 2. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Item number 3.
Bert Harvey, Clerk Auditor's Office. These next two are pretty easy. Both of the appellate's reasons for filing later both related to factual errors. Based on their statements, the reason they're stating could be a factual error, if the assessor's office agrees, this is a pretty easy approval. So I don't know if there's anyone from the assessor's office here to speak to that, but I got Burke Garfield.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, the assessor's office doesn't necessarily believe that there is a factual error. The property was assessed at $875,000. They had an appraisal done. They just barely got within the last month for $825,000. So they believe there must be something wrong, but we've looked at the data in the appraisal. We don't see apparent discrepancies. So when I talked to her on the phone, she said, I just barely got my appraisal back. Well, I explained to her that the deadline to file was by September 15th, and she said, I just barely got my appraisal back. So I don't know if there's a factual error. I don't believe there's a factual error. It's just their appraisal that they got for some other reason came in at a less value than our current assessed value. So it's more of a value issue.
Bert and Commissioner, she's claiming that her home was not finished until June of 2020. So the factual error allegedly or could be that you were valuing a finished home, but it wasn't finished for another 6 months.
Yeah, that's what she,
That's how I read it. That's what I saw as a
That's what she's claiming, but there's a little bit of No, this was a new build. Well, we could just assume it's a factual error. We don't mind double checking it. It's not a big deal to us.
Okay, and number 4?
That we had as a percent complete. That, well, we valued it as fully complete when it was actually a percent complete.
Okay, thank you. That's great. To me, that I don't have any questions. To me, it makes sense for both to move forward.
I'd concur. I'll move that we approve regular agenda items numbers 3 and 4.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items 3 and 4. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
We are now adjourned.